Hello, everybody, and welcome to Minute 109 of Season 5 of Movie Around Minute, the daily podcast, where we yippee-ki-yay our way through the 1990 Bruce Willis action flick Die Hard 2, Die Harder, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today is Dave Pallas of 5 Minutes of Mystery. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you on this wing while we're beating the snot out of each other.
Well, I wanted you here for the main event, you know.
Thank you. So,
yeah. So, minute 109 begins with John starting to get ready to open the fuel tank, and ends with John losing his balance. So yesterday we ended things. Obviously, we ended things for Grant when he got sucked into the engine, and then John happens to notice on the side of the plane, the fuel port. And as he's noticing that, Stewart decides that he's going to take matters into his own hands and, you know, dispatch of John. I mean, today's minute is almost entirely a choreographed fight scene between the two of them. There is so much that's going on, you know, between the two of them in this way. So John reaches out in order to open the fuel tank door. And then Stewart at the same time jumps onto the wing. And I love how he jumps and pulls out his survival knife at the same time, you know, and like lands.
Oh, yeah.
He does like the perfect 2 foot land, you know, the way that he does that. And because like he swings his arms out as he's doing it.
He's got to do a big flourish, yeah.
That's right. And then John sees what's going on, and he quickly gets up and is able to like scuttle his way up the wing to get to a safer position. And then, as with all action movies, the bad guy has to get his last line in, and he goes, "Okay, McClane, time for the main event." You know, so now do you know what the official definition of a main event is?
I mean, I would say this is the big fight of a title card at a boxing, you know, wrestling match. Like this,
yes,
is the biggest title. This is the Triple H versus the Rock, you know, the Stone Cold versus Undertaker, you know, like
right.
Something, Mike Tyson versus Vander Holyfield, stuff like that.
Exactly. So the main event is basically the final match in a title match system of a sporting event. It could be, you know, most combat sports like boxing, wrestling, or mixed martial arts. It's usually the most prestigious match on the card and has the most amount of promotion behind it. And usually it's the championship match, that type of thing, or might have some other special attraction. You know, it could be that the headliner is, you know, like you would call a headliner, you call a main event a headliner in a non-sport entertainment type of event. And stuff like that. Sometimes you'll have like a double main event or a double header or a triple main event or a triple header, you know, where they have numerous things that are just as big going on at the same time. Did you know that there are, do you know anyone whose nickname is the main event?
Oh boy. That's no, I remember hearing it. I feel like that's a known person. I can't remember right now.
Okay, so there is a professional wrestler named Shawn Michaels who is known as the main event. And there is a basketball player named Whaley Dixon who is known as main event. I don't really understand why.
I don't follow basketball, but I'll take your word on it.
Yeah, the World Series of Poker, their annual championship tournament is known as the main event.
I mean, it's good because it's like not like the Super Bowl where it's like a copyrighted word. So right. It's a good word that you can use to easily tell people if you're going to watch a pay-per-view, like this is the one to watch because we're going to make sure it has all these people, you know, whatever
right.
Sport it may be.
Correct. Olivia Newton-John actually released a video in 1999 of her tour, which was called the Main Event Tour.
Who'd she fight in that?
She toured with John Farnham and Anthony Warlow. I don't know who those.
Nice.
I don't know.
She like combat knife fight them on stage.
Apparently,
she's like singing as she's like just doing like actual cool ass.
She's singing.
Like,
she's singing physical.
Kicks.
She's singing physical at the time
physical,
that they're.
Physical. physical. Stab, stab, stab. Physical. Oh, God. Just tossing them, bodying them off the stage. Like,
There is a V8 supercar event in 2003 that was originally known as the main event, and now it's known as the grand finale.
Okay.
There is a chain of entertainment facilities known as the main event entertainment, where they have bowling and video games and billiards and stuff like that all over the U.S. There is a media company called Main Event Media that works with Nickelodeon. There's a song.
I believe it.
Yeah, there's a song by Frank Sinatra called The Main Event. There is a Chamillionaire song known as The Main Event. What else is there? There was a American Concert Tour by New Kids on the Block, TLC, and Nelly in 2015 that was known as The Main Event also. And finally, there was a disco song named The Main Event that was sung by Barbra Streisand back in 1979. When Stewart says time for the main event, he's basically disparaging Grant. Because if we're going with what we were saying before, if we're going about what we were just talking about with the definition of the main event, that this is the headliner, you know, this is the big kahuna or big whatever you want to call it. That's he's saying I'm the you know, you can't beat me. I'm the main event here. You know.
I mean, yeah, this is a good callback to when. You know, they met at like minute five in this film when they bumped into each other in the terminal, you know, and they're both kind of like, you know, I recognize you. Yeah, I've been on TV. You know, it's this is a nice setup because, you know, with the mystery of Hans, him not knowing that it was Hans for a while. But in this one, he meets him. He doesn't know where he met him. And then only minutes later, he goes, Colonel Stewart's here. You know, he's doing something. He's
right.
Doing
no, that was Sam. Right. That was when Sam Coleman told him that, you know, that's when he put it together when he was getting out of there. When he was climbing out of the elevator, and he goes, "That's who that was, Colonel Stewart."
Yeah. So yeah, this is a good callback. So and he also like Colonel Stewart, he's been running the show all night.
Right.
Like whereas Major Grant came in last and got to play theatrics, Colonel Stewart's been running this whole night. And obviously, him and Clayton have sparred on the radio several times.
Mm-hmm.
So he has every right to call this the main event. He's like, I've been wanting to kill you all night, and I know you've been wanting to kill me all night.
Right.
You know, Major Grant's been here only last like 3 hours. We've been doing this for like six.
Right, that's true. And then so as he's on the wing, he starts running at John with the knife, and then John does a nice job of blocking it and you know, keeping the knife away from himself, because you know, and then the you know, John is on the ground and basically, or not the ground, he's on the wing. And, you know, Stewart is inching the blade closer and closer to John's shoulder blade, basically, and then ends up hitting flesh. And as he does this, so John does a really strange thing. He actually bites Stewart's hand. And I've always noticed this. Then he spits out like a bit of flesh.
I love it.
It's just great.
I love that. I think it's like you always see all those. You see a lot of it. The struggling over the knife. But I love that McClane's thought is get that knife so close to me that I can control it and I can control his thumb and I just take a nice chunk of it out.
That's
right. And you can see all that blood coming out. When Stewart gets back in his Tai Chi pose, you can just see all that blood now is on his wrist. Like
that's right.
You know, he said, and I think, and look at it this way. McClane has been running, shooting, diving, you know, jumping, swimming. He's done everything tonight. He just fought another guy. He just fought Major Grant and won. And the fact that McClane has the energy to, like, was able to control and make sure that knife doesn't stab him in the face, and he's able to, you know, but, like, you gotta admit, he is the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going.
That's right. For sure.
Stewart's fresh. Stewart has not done nearly enough exertion that McClane is. I mean, McClane is, like, so covered in blood.
Yeah. And he's still moving along. As you said, he's the Energizer Bunny. You know, he's also like a Timex. You know, takes a look and keeps on ticking. So, you know, it makes sense. And yeah, I mean, he bites him really hard with that. And, you know, at that point, John manages to kick Stewart backwards. And I love how Stewart actually flips over when he does it. You know, that's some pretty nice acrobatics the way that he does that.
Mm.
And then John stands up and Stewart stands up and they get their stances, you know, against one another. And so we finally get to see the non-naked Tai Chi that you know that Stewart is doing, and John gives more of a street fighter stance, the way that he stands up there and yeah. stuff like that, which again epitomizes John. John is the street fighter. John's the guy who, mm-hmm. you know, we talked about this earlier in the week. He's the guy who's going to fight dirty if he needs to in order to win. He doesn't need to have a fair fight. And, you know, for him, it's a question of street cred as opposed to just honor, you know, that type of thing. So I like the way that they have the, I mean, you know, in the first movie, we had John fighting with Carl, which they sort of was doing that type of thing. But here it's with the main guy. It wasn't that John fought with Hans, you know, which would have been interesting to have seen.
Oh, I mean, John would have cleared the floor with Hans Gruber. No problem. You know, that's, I love that. Sometimes it makes you laugh with like the Bond movies when Bond Hanahan fights a guy who's not the henchman guy. Like he's right. like the intelligent guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no. If he's fighting the henchman, like he's fighting Dave Bautista's character or something like that. Yeah. James Bond's going to have trouble. When it's like, when he's fighting like a little French guy, like in Quantum of Solace, he's like, I have a sword fight with you. It's like, no, James Bond's going to wipe the floor with you, chief. Like your little sword fencing maneuver ain't going to mean jack, because like we know Bond is way more physical than these guys are. So that's the only parts when those movies come down where it's somehow the intelligence guy is like keeping up with the physical hero.
Right.
So like, it's like, yeah, that's why Hans didn't. Hans was smarter. He made sure he put hostages and guns between him and John, and, you know, the glass and stuff. But with Stewart, we kind of know, like, actually, McClane might lose this fight. Like, we were like, wow, it's kind of lucky he got away with Grant. We're like, we lucked out on that. But when it comes to, like, Colonel Stewart, like, I don't know. We saw that guy naked Tai Chi. Like, this guy's ready to throw down. And we even us, the audience, are like, I think John might lose this.
Yeah, there's a good chance that he's not going to be able to hold his own here. So then at this point, they continue with their fighting. And John throws a punch and Stewart easily catches it and then basically slaps John in the face. And then, you know, Stewart takes command here at this point. He kicks John backwards and then John lands on his back and you see that he's all bloodied. And then Stewart takes up another karate stance. You know, then John ends up standing up, throws a punch and misses. And then Stewart kicks him in the stomach. And then John throws a punch, which once again is blocked and caught. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's no question here that Stewart is a superior fighter between the two. You know, there's no question about it.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Stewart ends up grabbing John and, you know, kicks him forcefully in the stomach, which that actually looks like it really hurts the way that that John mm-hmm. gets hit there. And then John ends up grabbing Stewart and like punches him sort of like a punching bag type of thing. Because he repeatedly hits him in the stomach as he's doing it. And he says something very strange at that point. Were you able to hear what he says?
No, what did he say?
John says, this is for Flight 114, mother...
Really? All right. So when is that in the clip that you sent me?
It's at second 49. You know, it's while the two of them are fighting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's... All you can hear is the mother effort. Like, that's all right. You can really hear is such groveling, yelling it into Stewart's kidneys, pretty much.
That's right.
But okay, that makes sense. Like, that's a line. Yeah, McClane's been holding on to that the whole night.
Yeah, I mean, in the script, we had it like 2 weeks ago that he mentioned something about that, but it just didn't really, you know. I was happy that they didn't use it in the script. I'd forgotten that it was in the movie itself that you barely hear. You know, like, because I don't know if John would really say something like that. It just doesn't sound like something that would come up, especially when he's punching the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Stewart breaks free and knees John in the face and then, you know, stumbles backwards. And then Stewart drop kicks John to the face. And then John gets up and then turns to kick him. And then, you know, John then finds a way to duck out. But Stewart at that point drops to the ground and ends up sweeping John like John had done.
Yeah, it's such a great move.
Yeah.
The roundhouse into a spin into a sweep kick. Like, it's perfectly like, if you dodge that, you're not going to be able to dodge this. So just boom, boom. I love that.
Exactly. And then John loses his balance. And, you know, we see him slide down part of the wing as he's doing that. So, I mean, like I said, this whole minute is really just a choreographed fight. Not much is happening except you have that extra line about Flight 114. So And that's pretty much about this minute. It's all minutes are 60 seconds, but it's a pretty short minute. There's a pretty short minute to talk about. You know, there isn't as much to talk about here with that. Did you have anything else you want to say about this fight scene between the two of them?
No, please.
You know, like my other question is also the door is open. You know, at some point you'd think that some of the other guys on the plane would notice that something's going on and would you know, crowd around the door to take a look at what, you know, their commander is doing to John.
Yeah, I mean, at some point they're probably kind of like, somebody's like, they're in the middle of a conversation. Somebody looks up and goes, wait, where are the commanders? Why are we going like 20 miles per hour right now? And if one of them just lifts, well, actually they're up by the cockpit, so they might not be able to look back.
No, they're down. In that area. They're down. You're talking about the fact that they're forward. Okay.
They're up and forward because they're like almost level with the cockpit in their spots because they have to walk down the ladder to then get to this door. So really, I don't even know if they have windows up where they are, but if one of the guys leans over from their first class seats and opens that window, they're kind of like, oh my God, yeah, there's McClane. And you're right, they could have ran down there, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think you kind of forget about it because I think this is all supposed to happen. Even though this is minutes, I think it's supposed to happen even faster. I think this is like boom, boom, bomb, bomb. Like it just gets thrown off and then in real time, I think this is only like maybe 2.5 minutes of actual time that would have been happening.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. So the script, again, it doesn't have that much, but it does have some stuff here. So it talks about the fact that Stewart is trying to see what's going on and get a glimpse of what has to be McClane. And McClane has a savage grin. So Stewart takes off his rifle and discards the bulky coat. Knife in hand, he steps out. Back to John. John reaches for the fuel tank. He reaches for it. Too far. Stretches. Gets it. Fucker is tight. Wincing, he turns it a bit. Then looks up just in time to see Stewart. Knife whizzing down. McClane rolls, but the knife catches his shoulder. In pain, he manages to kick Stewart's knee. Stewart falls. Almost goes over the wing. McClane goes back to work on the fuel port. He turns another quarter of a turn, and then he has to abandon it to deal with another charge from Stewart. Esperanza has turns the plane, and now he's on the proper runway, fighting for the knife with all his strength. McClane jams Stewart's knife hand into the airline crack. The next wiggle of the metal crunches both hand and knife. Stewart screams and loosens his grip on McClane, who punches him away and goes back to work on the fuel port. So I don't know. It's a little strange. I like what they did in the movie much better.
No, yeah, I think you back to back. I think both those fights between Grant and then with Stewart are just well done.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't particularly like the way that they do that in the script. This is much better. Mm. You know, to get him to get his hand inside the airline, and that's what crunches his hand instead of John biting it. You know, that just I don't know. Yeah. I like the biting better.
No, biting. Yeah, biting's way more visceral. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. So every Thursday we have a segment called Aviation Thursday, where my guests will give their top five movies that are related to airplanes or airports. So, Dave, once again, why don't you tell us your top five? Most of the time we start with number five, but maybe you want to surprise us again and start with number one.
It's fine. I'll start with top. I'll start with bottom. Go to the top. And I'll be quick with this for the sake of time because I know it's getting late for you. But like Skycatcher World Tomorrow is a like cheesy CGI movie, but I don't know why I love this like camp noir, and also there's giant mechs, and there's all those tropes of like old sci-fi stories are in that movie. I think that movie is really fun to watch, and I remember playing video games and like flying through the city and pretending I'm Sky Captain. So that was very influential. Red Eye, I think this is a great thriller. I think especially now if people are like, oh my God, Cillian Murphy is so great in Oppenheimer. Is there other movies he's great in? And I'm like, well, yeah, you've seen all the Nolan stuff. You've seen a lot of his modern work. But I was like, go back to when he was like unknown to the American audiences. And he's so good in Wes Craven's Red Eye. Just go watch that, him and Rachel McAdams. Third, I put Con Air. That's another Die Hard on it. And there actually is another podcast. If you're caught up on Rob Minutes, go listen to Die Hard on a Blank podcast. They're like a newer podcast that came out late last year. I've been enjoying them in my time. And they're going to, hopefully by this time this is published, they're got to do a Con Air episode. That is definitely Con Air or a Die Hard on a Prism transport.
Well, if you're talking about Con Air, I mean, you got the Con Air pod that Mark Hoffmeyer and Jake Lewitt did that they just finished. They did it chapter by chapter. They finished it this past summer. So you can go and check that out also. You know, that they did a great job on that one.
Yeah. Go listen to that. Listen to Sweet Home Alabama. Do it all good. Next, Robert Zemeckis' Flight with Denzel. Denzel, he's going to roll it, okay? So that's always great to watch. You get to watch him get drugged up by John Goodman. Boom, that's easy money. First one is I love this movie. You can't make this movie today. Executive decision. We love it, folks. We love our Kurt Russells and our Steven Seagals getting flying out of the plane, okay? Your John Leguizamos. All right, we got our Oliver Platts. All the stars are here. We got our young Halle Berry. It's a movie that in no way we could even do today. You cannot put Arab terrorists on a plane to America with a bomb to take out the Eastern Sea. What happened, folks?
You can try. It is a
treasure trove of 90s. There's just so many good moments in that is also very influential to Die Hard. You have the J.T. Walsh senator that's kind of like our Ellis type situation. He thought he could try to turn to his favor. If you've never seen it, it is a great – it pairs well with Air Force One, but I love Executive Decision. I think it feels like the best not actually a Clancy movie. So that's my ranking. I think that's the best way to term it when it's like a movie that feels like Clancy would have wrote it, but it's not related to him. Like Kurt Russell really is kind of like – I'm going to say he's knockoff, but he is like – absolutely, like when it comes to like studio store brand, he's a fine Jack Ryan. That's what I was like. What's the name? Isn't Jack Ryan?
Right.
So I think for what that movie is, I think it's a great, like, if you're in the mood for if you want spy terrorism craft type films, excuse me, and maybe you just watched Hunt for October, I think you could, or Hunt for the Clear Present Danger, Patriot Games, you can roll right into this and feel like you're still in the same vibe. So I like that movie.
All right. So do you want to once again tell people where they can find Dave Pallas?
Yeah. Hey, I've been saying earlier this week, but yeah, if you like comic book movies, I'm over at 5 Minutes of Mystery on Twitter. I love talking about Mystery Men. I love talking about that we should have more fun comedy ensembles that aren't just bland Disney jokes back and forth. I think there's got to be some other independent comic books movies that we could turn into something fun. So yeah, talk to me there online. And thanks for having me on this week.
All right, I appreciate it. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minute. You can find me on my website, movierobminute.com. You can find me on Twitter, or you can find me on Facebook. So until tomorrow, yippee-ki-yay!
Yippee-ki-yay!
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here